Hello, and welcome to a very exciting moment in podcasting. Today on Bunkum, with me, your internet favorite, Dan Grubb. In a triumph of experimental theater today, I will be orally recreating a physical object for the very first time in history. I will be reading the blueprints for the tallest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa, from the United Arab Emirates. All right, ready? Strap in, because here we go. First, there's a flat part on the bottom, and then on top of that, there are, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, looks about 17 straight up and down parts that I guess they're girders. Now, between the girders, hang on. Hello? Yeah, hey, I was just, Okay. Really? Oh, wow. Oh, that much. All right, yeah, I'll do something else. Yeah, all right, thanks. Yeah. No problem. No, it's fine. Yeah, all right. We're not doing that. It's Bunkum. Hey, welcome to Bunkum. Before we get started, I want to tell you about our new sponsor, the NRA. The National Rifle Association was founded to promote gun safety and training and has continued to champion the American values of maximizing the amount of guns and ammunition on everybody's person at any given time. All right, let's say that your kid is out past curfew. You hear the front door open. Sure, could be your kid, but couldn't it also be a roving gang of thieving cannibals? You'll be glad you shot at that noise if it turns out to be a criminal or a minority. And if it is your kid, well, that's why God created curfews, right? It's for their own protection. They shouldn't have been breaking the rules. It's their fault, not yours. Alright, what if the worst happens and you find yourself at a mass shooting? This is great news! Your years of imagining what you would do in this scenario have paid off. You're a good guy with a gun, and it's your duty and privilege as a Christian and a patriot to kill whoever you think might be the one shooting. Now don't get discouraged if you miss and hit some bystanders. Heck, even some of the military's best marksmen are only 5% accurate in live fire situations, and they train constantly. Besides, your intentions are good, and that's what counts. Keep firing until the one that you're pretty sure is the shooter goes down. Now, there is a very small danger of another hero being in the vicinity and mistaking you for the shooter just because you're firing a gun at people in public. Here's what you do. As you shoot, be sure to shout, "Make America Great Again," at the top of your lungs. That way, any nearby hero will know that you are a man shouting ideological slogans while firing a weapon and not a terrorist. All right, now that got a little heavy. That is not what the NRA is about. The NRA isn't about nightmarish scenarios that end in carnage. They're about everyone being armed and constantly paranoiaically vigilant against possible threats, real or imagined, and also buying sexy new guns, am I right? And hey, the NRA wants you to remember that guns aren't just for defending freedom, they're also fun. Stock up on cheap dishes at the thrift store and turn dishwashing into a skeet shooting contest.
That meatloaf was great, Linda. Pull!
And don't forget to get guns for the kids. Your son will feel powerful running around the neighborhood playing cops and robbers against the black kid down the street. And your wife, she'll go wild when you use a little gunplay in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. Show her that you're macho and virile, and she'll forget that you're flabby and tired. Bunkum would like to thank the NRA for the giant sack of money. Buy as many guns as possible today. And now, something else. Step right up, folks. Plenty of room up front. Step right up. Come one, come all. Come see nature's most unimaginable wonders. Come see Chester, the Jungle Boy.
Good morrow, carnival goers. I do hope you find your visit most gratifying.
Come and see Vladimir, the man with two heads, four arms, four legs, and two bodies.
Sorry, I went to get some coffee.
And you'll love Tham Duck, the man of tomorrow.
It'll be 60 degrees and cloudy with a chance of evening rain.
And come see Aiden, the wunderkind who can transition between any two segments.
And now, an interesting feat.
And now we go to Dan Grubb, who will tell us about his next astounding feat.
Hello, Brian. Yes, thank you. I am now making the final preparations for my next astounding feat. And I will, in fact, use my astounding feat as the chief means of propulsion to accomplish my incredible publicity stunt designed to astonish and amaze. For I plan on April 9th to don my special astonishing slash amazing uniform, take my position in the Portland, Maine municipal starting blocks, and proceed to swim across the United States of America. The plan is to begin in Maine, swim down New England following the I-95 corridor, picking up the I-70 near Baltimore, and then swimming west. Now, this leg is where I shall run into some difficult terrain in the form of the Appalachian Mountains. My coaching team has been working with me, and we've developed a pretty good technique for swimming up a mountain and then back down the other side. So I think I'll be able to cross them in just a few weeks. Then it's smooth ground straight until St. Louis. Now, St. Louis is where I will find the biggest challenge of swimming across the United States of America, and that is water. There's a large river that the locals call the Mississippi that runs north to south in that area. And from what I understand, it's a pretty difficult thing to avoid. Now, my team and I considered altering the route to go around the Mississippi, but that would take me up into Canada, which the brand team pointed out is not technically part of the old United S of A. And some of the public might take issue with a more internationalist course. Fortunately, it's very broad and, at times, quite shallow. So I've checked with the judges, and they've approved my request to, at this point, take a brief respite from swimming and wade across one of the shallower parts of the Mississippi, fighting off sharks and hippopotamuses and Ohio-class nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarines, and then heroically coming ashore to the western two-thirds of the country and resuming the Great Swim. From that point, it's considerably less dramatic the rest of the way to California. I've been swimming through cornfields and soy fields and wheat fields for 16 years to prepare for this feat, so the journey through the Midwest shouldn't be too much of a problem until I hit the Rockies. Now, these have the same general triangular shape as the Appalachians, so that shouldn't be too difficult. However, right after the Rockies comes an area known as Monument Valley, which is a sort of butte situation. These sort of flat areas and then a up and down butte kind of sticking out of it. So this uppy downy terrain is considerably more difficult than the gradually sloped mountains that preceded it. Now, I haven't actually swam straight up before, as it defies gravity as well as the will of God, but I'm always willing to give something a try, and you know, at the end of the day, that's what makes you a true champion. And of course, once I reach the summit of each butte, after the quick swim across the top of it, which is easy, it's then hundreds of feet straight down again, which makes for rough swimming. But I believe in my coaches, and they've assured me that I can handle plowing through sandstone with only minimal psychological damage. Now from there, it's a straight shot through the desert and the Sierra Nevadas to Oakland, and across the bay to San Francisco. At that point, I will plan on taking a BART train, as I've never actually swum through water, and I don't have time to learn how before the big event. Now, this alteration didn't technically need the judge's approval, as I will be swimming across the seats while on the train, going across the aisle from seat to seat. And then when I emerge from the train at the Embarcadero station, I will swim up to the street and make my way across the city of San Francisco until I reach the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, some people have asked me why I'm doing this. It is, in fact, an effort to raise money for research into the cause of gun violence. The current research indicates that it's most commonly from the bullet aspect of the scenario, but we would like to replicate those results as often as possible, preferably next door the next time they're having one of their midnight dance parties. And thanks to my online network of donors, I've raised enough money for this effort to pay for the food I will require for the first 3 weeks of this 17-year endeavor. If you'd like to contribute, please go to fatuousimbecile.biz and click on donate. Thanks, Brian. ¶¶